Let's stay in political territory, but shift to the domestic picture, because several stories this week form a clear narrative about where both parties stand heading into the 2026 midterm cycle. Trump gave an interview to Punchbowl News where he said voters are angry at Republicans, not me, which is a remarkable thing for a sitting president to say about his own party. It's a distancing maneuver. And it maps onto his consistent pattern of separating his personal political fortunes from the broader GOP brand whenever the polls turn negative.
The timing matters because those polls are genuinely concerning for Republicans. Democrats are leading on the generic congressional ballot. A Democrat is polling ahead in the Texas Senate race, Texas. And Tennessee's newly redrawn map produced upsets in its first primary test, suggesting that redistricting doesn't always produce the outcomes that mapmakers intended. When incumbents lose in primaries in redrawn districts, it often means voters are expressing dissatisfaction with the party establishment in the one venue where they have leverage.
Trump's comment about probably getting along with Hakeem Jeffries as House Speaker also turned heads this week. He framed it as pragmatism, but reading between the lines, it suggests he's already gaming out scenarios where Republicans don't hold the House after November, or where he needs Democratic votes to move his legislative agenda. The comment about Vance, saying it's way too early to endorse him for 2028 after private donor remarks surfaced, is separate but related. Trump is keeping all leverage while signaling that loyalty flows only so long as it serves him. That's consistent, but it creates real uncertainty for everyone around him.
On the Democratic side, Kamala Harris delivered a keynote in New Orleans where she explicitly called on Democrats to show ruthlessness. That word choice is deliberate. Democrats have spent years being criticized internally for what some call a defensive, proceduralist political style, playing by rules that the other side doesn't always observe. Harris using that language signals either a genuine strategic shift or an attempt to energize a base that wants to see its party fight differently. Whether the party infrastructure actually changes its approach is a different question, but the rhetorical shift is notable.
Then there's the ICE body camera story, which is both a policy story and a political one. The new ICE policy explicitly allows the agency to withhold body camera footage it deems unfavorable. That's not a neutral transparency framework. That's an opt-in disclosure standard that only releases footage when it reflects well on the agency. Combined with the White House using AI-generated Spider-Man imagery to promote ICE, captioned, "Your friendly neighborhood ICE agents," you have an administration that's simultaneously clamping down on accountability footage and using pop culture iconography to soften the agency's image. Marvel and Sony's legal teams are apparently looking at the unauthorized likeness use, which would make for an unusual IP lawsuit with the executive branch as defendant.
And the Pentagon revoked former Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall's security clearance over what they say was an unauthorized disclosure of classified details about the Qatari-gifted Air Force One jet's capabilities to a media outlet. Kendall disputes the characterization, but clearance revocations of former senior officials are rare enough to be notable. The broader pattern of this administration using security clearance revocations against perceived critics has been well documented since the first term.